Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, today's show is going to be very interesting because my guest is going to be telling us that the Israelite monarchy has begun. As of about 2 months ago or so, the Israelite monarchy has begun. What does that mean? He connects us with, of course, the Messianic era and that the Messiah is here with us. This is going to be a very, very interesting interview and something that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else. And I want to invite you also to join us on the air with your comments or questions. You can agree, you can disagree, that's fine. You can share your opinions. I really do not know how this show is going to go today. I don't know where it's going to take us, what we're going to learn, but I can tell you that our guest is a brilliant man, that I can tell you. And wow, I don't know. I just don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. So let me just tell you that our phone numbers are on our homepage at israelnewstalkradio.com. They're at the top of the page. And you can call in during the show, and you can also join us in the chat room. If you're living in a country where we don't have a toll-free number for you or a local number for you, then you can always write your questions in the chat room. And if I have the opportunity to be able to read it while I'm interviewing our guest, and I have the time to ask him the question, then I will do that. Otherwise, it's always best for you to call in and call in at the beginning of a segment so we have enough time to get you on the air. If you call in too late, if you wait and you call in too late, we won't be able to have enough time to put you on the air. I want to say hi to people who are listening from all over the world, from all over the United States, Israel, Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Germany, Colombia, everywhere. Thank you for joining us and join me in the chat room. Go to our website, israelnewstalkradio.com. Click on that red button that says listen now. It'll take you to the chat room and sign in. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm John O'Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
New shows are posted every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time, highlighting the lighter side and advancing a positive view of Israel here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, this show is going to be an interesting one, as I said. We're going to be talking about the Messiah with the restored Israelite monarchy. Has it begun? Our guest today believes that it has, and he's going to tell us why. Our guest is Loel Joseph Galen. I use his Hebrew name of Aryeh. He is the founder of the Root and Branch Association, established around 40 years ago back in 1981, which promotes the study and practice of universal Jewish teachings. He's also started now a new monthly internet talk show on YouTube called Dark to Light from Jerusalem, which he co-hosts together with the famous Roseanne Barr. So you're going to want to check that out on YouTube. He has also produced the Barry Farber Show. If you're into talk radio, he produced the Barry Farber Show back in 1988 and 1989, which was broadcasted nationally in the United States from New York. And he's here to talk to us again about the Messianic era. And he refers to the biblical book of Daniel to tell us what we might expect in the present and near future regarding the coming of the Messiah and the Davidic monarchy. So I want to tell you all again, if you have any questions, feel free to call into the show. Our numbers are on the top of our homepage. You can also join us in the chat room. If I have time and I catch your question, I'll be able to read it out to him as well. So welcome to the show, Lowell Joseph Gallen.
Thank you, Tamar.
All right. So you told me that you have studied the Tanakh, which is the Bible, and you've been reading the book of Daniel, and you're following the events that are happening today. And I want to remind our guests, as I said in the very beginning of the show, that our guest, whether you agree with him or not, is a brilliant man. But again, you have a choice whether you want to agree or not. So Lowell, or I like to call you Aryeh, your Hebrew name, where would you like to start?
Let's start at the beginning. First of all, thank you, Tamar, for inviting me on your show. And I want to extend the greetings to your viewers and listeners around the world from the land of Israel, city of God, Jerusalem, hill of the priests, which is Abu Tor, Givat Hanania, where I live, overlooking the Temple Mount, where the third and final Temple of Ezekiel's vision in chapter 40 to 48 will soon be under reconstruction.
Well, that's very exciting. Okay, so go ahead. Take us where you want to take us.
The thesis, I'm presenting a simple thesis for your viewers and listeners. The thesis is that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the first day of the new Israelite month of Nisan, 5780, which was Thursday, March 26, 2020, the fifth Israelite monarchy of Daniel's vision that we all await came into existence.
Keep going.
Why do I say that? We count, we have several new years. The new year for trees, that's Tu B'Shvat. The new year for the creation of the world, that's Rosh Hashanah. The new year for counting the reign of a new king is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the new Israelite month of Nisan, which was 2 months ago. And my thesis, which I'm presenting for you and your audience, is I will attempt to persuade your audience to consider the possibility that this actually began. We're in year one of that monarchy already for 2 months.
Okay, so this is very exciting. And you're saying that we have now entered into the Davidic monarchy where the Messiah is here, but nobody knows anything different except that we have a pandemic and that the world is on fire, or I should say the United States at least is on fire, and China has unleashed, whether purposely or not, by accident, a terrible pandemic, and 100,000 Americans are dead and thousands in other countries around the world are dead. Where is this King Messiah?
Okay, let's start with the source in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, so your viewers and listeners will know what I'm referring to. It says, "And in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, but it shall stand forever." Now, the simple point of evidence, someone could say, okay, that's very nice. What makes you think that actually began this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the new Israelite month of Nisan? And for that, in a moment, we'll go to Isaiah 66, verse 23, which I think shows that the evidence is staring us all in plain view, and we're just not seeing it.
Okay, we're waiting.
All right. It says in Isaiah 66, Isaiah has 66 chapters. From chapter 40 through 66 are the prophecies of consolation and the messianic era and the end of days and the final wars of Gog and Magog. And when they are over, and we get through all of that, and we're going through the final third war of Gog and Magog worldwide right now, it says, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, says the Lord. New moon in Hebrew is Rosh, the Chodesh Levanah. The Rosh Chodesh for us begins, the new Israelite month begins with the sighting of the new moon each month. So someone could say, what does it have to do with anything? And then I would come back with an elementary, my dear Watson. The plandemic, which is a plandemic, which is part of the ongoing coup attempt against President Trump and the Patriots, who are busy destroying the Erev Rav mixed multitude, dying D.C. deep state in Washington, which is in its death throes and is throwing anything at him they can. It was the plandemic. That didn't work. Now it's the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, which I call Black Knife Splatter, revolt. This is no; these are no spontaneous demonstrations. Because of the plandemic, the world, much of the world was shut down. Whether people liked it or not, the state of Israel and much of the rest of the world was home on Shabbat and the new month, Rosh Chodesh, for the last 2 months. Those are the conditions which we find that indicate when the Messianic era is here. What do the nations do? They come up to Jerusalem. How do they do that? By observing with us, the children of Israel, we are 12 tribes of Jacob, Israel, observing the new month and Shabbat. And whether it was a shotgun wedding or people did it of our own free will, and in many cases we didn't, that's already happened.
Okay, let me jump in here for a moment. Because to observe the Shabbat, it means that you are home, you are concurring that God created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested, and you are resting, and you are acknowledging all of this, and then you're keeping the laws of Shabbat. But people, let's face it, we're sitting on their couches and watching Netflix. How does that jive?
The answer is that even though, first of all, you're talking about traditionally religious Jews, or as I would say, we're Israelites. Again, we're 12 tribes of Jacob, Israel. This is talking about the nations of the world. They have no requirement to observe it in the way that we do. And here in the land of Israel, as a step in the right direction, for the first time in 70 years, but the state of Israel, which as we've discussed, I said no longer exists, and I'll add a footnote there, it existed from 1949 to 2019. It had its proverbial 70 years, our Erev Rav mixed multitude, chullen pot government. But what happened a year ago in March 2019, in case anyone's forgotten? They couldn't form a government. We just had three elections, and we were on the verge of having a fourth. For 1 year, that state of Israel had no government, and barely by their pinkies, they formed a government. If you want to call this rump room clown operation, where out of 120 parliament members, 54 ministers, for which non-existent ministries had to be created, if you want to call that a government, I'm saying that doesn't exist anymore. So a year later, they have a not real government. And a year later, on the 1st of Nisan, the Messianic government came into existence. And the sign of that is that Gentiles, millions and millions of Gentiles, were not working. They were home. Whatever they were doing, they were home. They weren't at work. Societies got shut down.
Unless you were an essential worker, then you were at work.
That was different. In fact, here in the state of Israel, one of my daughters was classified as such because she worked at a Tevach Hostel, which is a big grocery store for organically grown produce, and they were required to be open. So here, what the rabbis couldn't do in 70 years in the state of Israel, the kvetching and nudniking and Jewish guilt routines, the virus, real or not, and most of the people have died, that you use the term 100,000 Americans have died for the virus. That's not true. 100,000 Americans have died from all sorts of causes where the virus may have been the trigger, but most of them had underlying pre-existing conditions. So let's leave that on the side.
Okay, you know what? Hold it right there. Hold it right there, Lowell, because we're going to a break right now. When we get back, you can continue and explain to us how Israel is in a basically like a fake government, or I would use the term temporary one, because you're right. It is an inflated monstrosity and can't last. But we'll be right back and we'll talk more about all of this.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On the Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And the Messiah, has he arrived? We just don't know it. And has the Israelite monarchy been restored? Our guest says, in his opinion, yes. And in his study of the Tanakh, or the Torah, he says yes. His name is Lowell Joseph Gallen. And he is the founder of the Root and Branch Association. You can look it up if you like. And he has also now started a monthly internet talk show on YouTube called Dark to Light from Jerusalem, which he co-hosts together with the famous Roseanne Barr. And he's here talking to us about the book of Daniel, about the book of Isaiah, about all sorts of different source points in the Tanakh. Why he believes that as of approximately 2 months or 2.5 months ago, the world has changed and the Davidic dynasty has risen again and the monarchy is here. So in the last segment, I was kind of challenging you. I'm playing devil's advocate with you here because I want to answer other people's questions. People who are listening in, who are listening in maybe later, cannot call in because the show is already not live anymore, and so I want to challenge you with these things. So you're saying that because it talks about the world, or at least the Jewish people, keeping the Sabbath for two Sabbaths in a row, and because of the lockdown, Jews basically were not going anywhere, and we were at home with our families, and you're saying that this is something that has happened. It's never happened before in the world. This is true. Continue now.
Yes. That has happened, whether we like it or not, in the state of Israel, and we never saw that before this. And then, if we go to the prophet Isaiah, it says, and it's regarding the non-Jews, Gentiles, B'nai Noach, it shall come, this is Isaiah 66, verse 23, it shall come to pass that from one new moon into another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, says the Lord. Well, the fact is, over the last 2 or 3 months, hundreds of millions of people, again, shotgun wedding, whether they wanted to or not, have not been able to go to work or out to play and distract themselves with the New World Order's bread and circuses to keep us dumbed down and doped up. People had time to think. That's what Shabbat and the new month, Rosh Chodesh, and observing them are all about. God wants us to have time to think, to reconnect with Him, to reconnect with each other. The Luciferian, satanic, New World Order globalists want just the opposite. They want you working 100 hours a day, 100 days a week. You're just an animated tool, which is what Aristotle and the Greeks defined a slave as an animated tool, your human capital, you don't, or your plant food, you don't exist. The Israelite view, which is a view of freedom for all peoples, in the end of days, there's a Moses who leads all Israels out of all Egypts around the whole world. This is happening now. Then we come to my other point that we discussed that I want to throw in. You have Mashiach ben Yosef from the tribe of Joseph, and Mashiach ben David from the tribe of Judah, who were represented at the time of the Exodus by Caleb ben Yefunah and Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua is from the tribe of Ephraim. Caleb was from the tribe of Judah. They worked together then. They were the only two of the 12 spies who didn't betray us, and they didn't die in the desert. Their descendants, Mashiach ben Yosef and ben David, worked together. And I'm going to make another claim. Israelis, Jews say, wow, Donald Trump is wonderful. And Rabbi Mendel Kesson says he represents the Tov that's in Esav, the good that's in Esav. And
Esav is Esau, E-S-A-U, the
right.
brother of Jacob
Jacob's
in the Bible.
Jacob's brother, Jasa. And in our traditional teachings, Christianity comes from that. Now, I have a different view, which is that Donald Trump, Donald John, son of Mary, is actually Dan Yochanan ben Miriam, the son of Miriam, his mother's from Scotland, that he is Mashiach ben Yosef. And what is he doing? He's destroying the Erev Rav mixed multitude deep state regime in Washington, D.C., and he's branching out abroad to knock them out in Australia, New Zealand, and England as well. And he is leading the reunification of the 12 tribes nations. Who are they? Another thesis. The primary branches of the lost 10 tribes of Israel are the Pathans, the Pashtun, in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And in the West, the Anglo-Celts, who created the Anglo-Celtic, Israelite, Bible-based, Protestant, capitalist democracies, the world's best societies, based on the ethical and social commandments of the Torah. How do I know they're the best societies? It's very simple. They're the ones everybody else wants to get into. Nobody wants to get into Morocco and Bangladesh. They want to run like hell for their lives. They want to go to Canada, what America's coming back, New Zealand, Australia, England's on the line too. So President Trump is leading the process of cleaning out and cleaning up, and these guys are fighting for their lives, and they fight dirty. The Erev Rav mixed multitude deep states in all of those nations, and sooner or later, it's coming right here. Our deep state will be clean, and yes, it's real. Follow the money. People are going to see things with certain families and corporations doing stuff they don't want most Israelis to know about. Everybody's targeted. Nobody escapes. Repentance might be possible. Escape is not. So Ben Yosef works together with Ben David to restore the monarchy, rebuild the temple, and reunite the tribes of Israel. That's happening now.
Okay, so let me just sum this up for our listeners. So basically you're saying that the Messiah, son of Joseph, Yosef, You are saying that you believe he is Donald Trump because everybody has been trying to oust him, whether it's vilifying him in the media, the fake news about him, the demonstrations in the streets, the hatred that he's not my president, the pandemic, everything that has been trying to get him out of office, and he survived it all. So you're saying that this is a godly happening because nobody else can survive this, and this is helping to prove to you that he is the Messiah. Ben in Hebrew means son of, okay, of Joseph, and he is the Messiah, the Redeemer, who comes on the scene before the real Messiah, which is the Messiah Ben, son of David, from the Davidic dynasty. And so you're saying that Trump is paving the way by ousting, cleaning up the swamp, ousting all of these Erev Rav, which you are saying are like the mixed multitude, the people who are going against God. And this is what we're seeing today. Do I have that right so far?
Yes.
Okay. And so we're coming towards the end of the segment. We only have another 2 minutes or so. And you're saying that the real final Messiah, the son of David, right, from the Davidic line, is already here as of 2 months ago when Israel completed two Sabbaths that we kept. And you liken that to, what was the source that you liken that to? Tell our listeners again.
Isaiah 66, verse 23.
Okay. And is that the, you know, I want to ask you, are there any respected rabbis that concur with you?
No. As far as I know, the only person who said what I just said is me. And that's why when we've been discussing me coming on your show, and I've been discussing you coming to speak in our lecture series at the Israel Center, now in its 25th year, for 2 years, I was thinking, what can I talk about? And then I told you 2 weeks ago, I actually have something to say, and I'm going to say it because I see that nobody else is saying it. It's not that they don't agree. I don't think they even thought about it. So I'm throwing the ideas out there. The Messianic Fifth Kingdom began on, what is it, March 23rd? Let me see. March 26th, new month of Nisan. And it's happening. And Donald John Trump is Ben Yosef, certainly through his mother's side, Marianne McLeod, Gaelic speaking, from the village of Tong, island of Lewis and Harris, Outer Hebrides, God of Israel, bless Scotland forever, and perhaps through his father's side as well. I know he's from Germany.
Okay, and you're basing that on that because of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Many people have done research on where they went, where they escaped to when the Northern Kingdom was taken over and destroyed, the Northern Kingdom of Israel, you're saying that he is from one of the lost 10 tribes of Israel.
Absolutely. Yair Davidi, our mutual friend of Brie Dom, has been researching and writing on this for years. John Charles Lincoln Holly wrote about it. I'd say the father or mother of lost tribe studies in a general sense is Dr. Shalva Weil of the Hebrew University. Unfortunately, others who research take her work and don't take credit for it. And I have no people with, for example, with my own new service, I'll use ideas from all sorts of people. I always default give credit to a source unless the source says, for modesty or security, said, look, don't cite me as the source, in which case I won't. She is the mother of lost tribe studies. If there's one person in the world, there was Rabbi Avichael. He's unfortunately no longer alive. He was also a father in this area. And I think that Donald John, son of Mary, Dan Yochanan, Ben Miriam, from Scotland, Scotland's one of the main places of lost tribe settlement, is Mashiach ben Yosef, and the Anglo-Celtic Israelite Bible-based Protestant capitalist democracies, the light and hope of the world, are the prime, along with the Pashtunim, the Pathans, who beat everybody. Nobody can defeat them. We need them over here to take care of Gaza, which they do in 20 minutes.
Okay, all right. We're going to have to stop here. We're going to another break. When we get back, we're going to sum up the ideas of our guest. I told you it's going to be a wild show. We'll be right back.
Leap of Faith with Penina Taylor.
We live in the age of information, but not inspiration. If you're like me, you're looking to be inspired, to reach higher, to connect more, and to grow. Well, if you want to get warm, you need to stand close to the fire. And if you want to catch fire, you need to stand close enough to get hit by the sparks. Join me, Penina Taylor, as we walk with people who have embarked on a spiritual journey towards Torah. We'll uncover what started them on their journey and what truths they discovered along the way. So prepare to be inspired as we take a leap of faith every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio.
Right. Has the Israelite monarchy begun as of two and a half months ago or so, as of March, when this pandemic started and put a shutdown around the world? Our guest, Lowell Joseph Gallen, who co-hosts a new talk show on YouTube called Dark to Light from Jerusalem. He co-hosts that with the famous Roseanne Barr. That's once a month. You can check it out. We will leave the link to that on our page where this show is podcasted. So let's go to a caller. We have joining us William from the UK. Hi, William. What's your comment or question for?
I like to say I agree with the rabbi. I like what he's saying. And we are living in the Moshiach age. 8 years ago, God appeared to me for the second time. And I think I'm either Elijah or the Moshiach. God is coming soon, very soon, and Trump is going to be used in God's plan. Trump is going to be used in God's plan. He is coming very, very, very soon.
Do you have a question for Lowell, for our guest?
No, just I just like everything he said. I just like to say I'll be watching his YouTube channel, and I like everything he said.
All right, so look at that, Arye. We just had someone who believes that he is either Elijah or the Messiah call into the show. You don't get that everywhere.
I'd like to comment about that briefly.
Thank you for your call, William. Appreciate it.
First, William, very nice to hear from you from England's green and pleasant land. In our teaching, there's a little bit of Mashiach in everybody and a little bit of everybody in Mashiach. That is because of that, Mashiach ben David, and certainly ben Yosef, they work together, will be able to relate to the entire world. That's our teaching. And regarding ben Yosef, it says in Micah that Mashiach ben David will have seven shepherds and eight princes. He'll have a council, and ben Yosef will be on it. Perhaps David will be resurrected, David, the king of Israel, to be on it as well. So in our teaching, the purpose of Mashiach, like Moses, is not to create a dependency relation of people on their guru or their Rebbe, but to help Lily Tomlin at the switchboard, remember her famous act, connecting every individual directly to God without intermediaries, like Moses said when Eldad, and they came to him and said, "My Lord Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Moses said, "Are you concerned about my honor?" Would that all the Lord's people were prophets. So Mashiach ben David and Yosef lead a global spiritual Spartacus slave rebellion against all the Egypts and all the corrupted ruling classes, so that every man can sit under his vine and under his fig tree. No one will make him afraid. Small farms, small businesses, small governments, and we're all directly connected to God and each other.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left in the show, so I'm not going to play devil's advocate with you anymore. Let's just I'll give you that freedom and leeway to say that. Okay, what you're saying, we're listening, we hear you. What now?
To conclude, I'm looking at a Q post. QAnon is a kind of public relations department for the White Hat intelligence agencies, and yes, it's real, said on May 31st, "You are witnessing the greatest coordinated disinformation campaign to ever be launched against the American people. Information warfare, infiltration, invasion, insurgency, irregular warfare, de-democrat efforts to regain power. The Democratic Party that I knew growing up no longer exists. I call them the dying DC deep state demons crap, dementors. This is like a witch's coven. It's not a party anymore. And furthermore, America doesn't need parties, Republicans, Democrats. There's one party, the God of Israel party. You believe in God and want to observe his commandments. There may be differences on how to apply those laws. But that's the party. It's a movement. The age of parties is over, including in the land of Israel." Now, the thesis I presented that Tamar gave me the privilege to come on her show and present is a very simple one, that the fifth Israelite monarchy of Daniel's vision, Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, came into existence on the new month of Nisan, which was Thursday, March 26, a little over 2 months ago, and that the state of Israel as we knew it no longer exists. It existed from 1949 to 2019. You have a caretaker's government, if you want to call a government where 120 parliament members, 54 ministers, and have to create non-existent ministries for them, all of which cost money. And then they say they have no money for us. This is a bad joke. This is the wise men of Chelm on steroids in our little shtetl of Chelm on the Mediterranean. That doesn't exist anymore. Their function is just to keep basic systems going, like the trains and the buses and the hospitals, and not to cause too much trouble as they fetch and nudge
okay,
each
so
other.
When is the Messiah supposed to come on the scene where we say, wow, Lowell was right. He is here, and he's talking to us on all the news agencies, and he's revealed himself, et cetera, et cetera.
Mashiach ben Yosef, who in my opinion is Donald Trump, is already doing that through Twitter every day.
But he hasn't said that I am the Messiah, son of Joseph.
I would never expect him to. In fact, the real Messiah, son of Joseph, and the real Messiah, son of David, it's just, if you're a great dancer, you have to, I am a dancer, I am a painter, just dance and paint. The work speaks for itself. How do we know that Mashiach ben David will be ben David? Because someone will say, or others will say, Yankel Shmedrick is the Mashiach. No, the person who rebuilds the temple, reunites the 12 tribes, reestablishes the monarchy, and teaches the nations the Noahide covenants and laws, by definition, is the Mashiach. No one.
And how long will that take? How long will it take for him to win these wars and to convince people about that God is one? How long will it take? So that we know, wow, this person is the Messiah.
Right. I am from Missouri. Show me. We are tomorrow in the sixth of the seven-year Shemitah sabbatical year cycle. In 4 months, the sixth year of the current cycle is over. And Rosh Hashanah, the new year that begins at end of September, is the seventh Shemitah sabbatical year. We're in the spin cycle of the wash. After that, if all goes well, the following year, 5782, we will see the Messianic Israelite Yovel Jubilee year for the whole world. No more debt, no more interest, no more fiat currencies, no more central banks, no more oppression. Because Ein Kemach, Ein Torah, President Trump knows, people need food, water, clothes. He's going to bring the economy back. Watch what happens. You won't even recognize the economy. He's going to wipe them all out. Why? He's an anointed servant of the living God of Israel, like Moses, like Daniel. And you can, or Jeremiah, as God said to Jeremiah, they may afflict you, but I won't allow them to kill you. So whatever they do, the Satan, Lucifer, the fallen angels and demons and their earthly servants, slaves and serfs are leading their final desperate rebellion against God. They did that in Egypt. They had their magicians too. And we are also going to see the final 10 plagues of the redemption underway. They've begun. And we will see it, I would say, by 2 years from now, Passover, it should be evident to everybody. And then we'll know who Ben David is based on what he did. Not a person walks on King George Street with a staff and flowing white robes, like Jerusalem Syndrome characters. Says, I am Elijah, I am Mary, I am Jesus. Or someone says, I am Ben Yosef. They just do it. It's all about the doing. The doing, the showing is the telling. Show and tell.
So you're saying within the next 2 years, we're going to know that the Messiah has indeed arrived because somebody is going to be on the scene, come onto the scene, that's going to be able to fulfill what the Messiah is supposed to fulfill. And that is basically to bring peace to the world, to let people know that God is one and his name is one. And that's it?
Yes. No more theft, murder, and rape. No more poverty and war, no more sickness, and ultimately no more aging. And about 40 years after, according to our sages, no more sickness, aging, and death, all removed from the world.
Well, you
That's
know
the
what?
Timetable.
I have to say, I don't know, but I can certainly say that the time is ripe. The time is ripe with this pandemic, which with it destroying the economies in the world economy in many ways taking a huge hit with people losing their businesses, with wealth is going to somehow be, I'm not going to say redistributed. I don't like that word because the communists use that. But basically, we're going to see changes. People are starting to work from home now, and companies are seeing that that can be done. And some places are going out of business, even the big people as well as the small people. And, you know, Hertz Rent-A-Car, JCPenney's, these are huge conglomerates. And then there's a little businessman also. So things are going to be restructured somehow, and hopefully it'll be for the better. In the last 60 seconds that we have, what do you want to leave us with?
I want to thank you for inviting me on your show tomorrow. And I want again to wish your viewers and listeners a shalom from the land of Israel, city of God, Jerusalem, hill of the priests, Abu Tor, Givat Hanania, overlooking the Temple Mount with the third and final Israelite temple of Jerusalem, as per Ezekiel's vision, chapters 40 through 48, will soon be under reconstruction and will stand forever.
All right. There you have it, everybody. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me, Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Make sure that you catch Lowell's show that he does once a month on the beginning of the Hebrew months, called From Dark to Light, From Jerusalem, which he co-hosts together with Roseanne Barr. We will put a link to that on our page where the show is podcasted. So go visit our website and find the show there in order to find his show. Very interesting. And Roseanne Barr, also very interesting. It should be a dynamite show. Thank you very much for being with us.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom! Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.